Today's Reality Check features Honolulu Civil Beats reporter Nick Ruby. He's been on top of the public corruption case of the former police chief and his wife. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, Catherine. Thanks so much for having me on today.
So, yeah, I mean, it's 7.5 years, I think, this has been dragging on.
Well, yeah, and that's just the time that the public has seen this dragging on. I mean, this is a major public corruption scandal that we saw involving the former police chief, his prosecutor wife, and several Honolulu police officers, of course, for their attempts to frame a family member of the Kealohas for the theft of their mailbox. Now, that mailbox case and that frame job, of course, was meant to sort of cover up for other crimes that the Kealohas had been committing, including bank fraud and identity theft for many years. But this case really goes back years before the public ever knew anything was amiss with the Kealohas.
Well, I just remember, you know, thinking, gosh, this sounds so outlandish with the mailbox. You know, and this week we saw several shoes drop, you know, with the sentencing of Louis Kealoha and Catherine Kealoha and then the two police officers just yesterday. And you were tracking all that. How did that make you feel after seeing the closure after writing about, you know, this for so long?
Well, you're right. It does bring a bit of closure to a years-long saga, right? Catherine Kealoha is going to be headed to prison for 13 years, Louis Kealoha, the former police chief, for 7 years, Derek Hahn for 3.5 years, Bobby Nguyen for 4.5 years, of course. Hahn and Nguyen said that their attorney said that they are considering appeals, but this was a major scandal that is sort of coming to a close. But I think we also have to remember here that this is not anywhere near over yet. Yes, these people were sentenced, but there are other defendants who have pleaded guilty to crimes in this, in relation to this case, who have yet to hear their sentences. That includes Catherine Kealoha's secret lover, Jesse Ebersol, who was a Big Island firefighter who lied to investigators. That includes Ransom Taito, one of Catherine Kealoha's victims, who she stole money from when he was a minor, who lied on her behalf because she threatened to put his mother in jail. There's a former officer, Niall Silva. He's the former police officer who was the first to plead guilty in this case, admit that he had in fact taken part of this conspiracy. And really his admission sort of opened up this entire case for federal investigators.
Now, and there were others too that were arrested. I think it was Gordon, the major, right? Gordon
Shiraishi, he was arrested and indicted as a part of this. He was found not guilty. Danny Sellers, he's another HPD officer who was indicted as a part of this major conspiracy. He pleaded guilty to a lesser charge, misdemeanor, and received probation. But we have to remember that Assistant U.S. Attorney Michael Wheat is still investigating public corruption in Hawaii. Him and his team have uncovered a lot of alleged misdeeds and alleged crimes. And, you know, we're looking at Honolulu prosecuting attorney Keith Kaneshiro, an elected official who's received a target letter from the U.S. Justice Department. Donna Leong, former corporation counsel for the city and county of Honolulu, and a member of Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell's cabinet, has also received a target letter. Caldwell's managing director, Roy Amamiya, he's received a letter saying that he is a subject of the investigation, which means he might have some information about potential criminal activities. And, you know, of course, we asked Michael Weeds, hey, what's the status of these investigations? When are the next round of indictments coming down, if at all? And he mostly just smiled and changed the subject, which he normally does in these cases because, as you know, federal investigators don't like to comment on ongoing investigations.
Yeah, well, so it just sounds like, yeah, this is one chapter that is closing, but another one that is still open.
Absolutely. And I think that the public really needs to be prepared to sort of witness more allegations. I mean, the judge in the Kealoha case said that this really, like, shook the community down to its foundations. There was a lot of mistrust in government institutions afterwards. And I think that there's a lot of rebuilding that still needs to be done. I mean, if this case, the Kealoha case, highlighted anything, it's that our government institutions sort of failed us. The people who are supposed to be overseeing these individuals, the police commission, the ethics commission, the Office of Disciplinary Counsel, the mayor, they fell down on the job.
Yeah, and we've just got to keep watching and making sure this doesn't happen again, and you can ferret out what wrongdoing has happened. And so we'll stay tuned.
Absolutely. That's all we can do.
All right. Thanks so much, Nick.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was reporter Nick Gruby with today's reality check. To read his story, visit civilbeat.org.